Okay, this is the Pacifica National Finance Committee meeting for December 22nd. My name is Dave Ailson. I'm the chair. Casey McFaul is our secretary, but she's not present on the call at the moment. So I'm going to call the roll, and I'm going to ask whether someone else can take the notes while we do this, because it's difficult for me to do the meeting and take the notes. First I'll call the roll. Hold on just a moment, and I will take notes. So the time now is 4:31 Pacific time. So Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Jane Gatewood? Mark Roberts? Sandy Weinman? Teresa Allen?
Here.
Barudi Vediaco?
Here.
Patty Heffley?
Here.
Patty Heffley. LaVarne Williams?
Here.
Marnie Tattersall?
I think she asked to be excused, if you
right.
saw that. Okay.
Right. Dave Adelson here, and Casey McFaul is not here. So we have 6 out of 11 members, so that does constitute quorum.
6 including Lonnie?
Yeah, 6 including Lonnie.
Okay.
So I sent around an agenda today, and I am concerned that, so the agenda, hold on just a moment. Here we go. Roll call and approval of the agenda, 5 minutes, scheduling of the next meeting. Consideration of the Williams motion about the Treasurer's meeting, report on Spanish language programming progress, budget calendar, process for completing budget reforecasts and modifications, surplus and reserves working group report, general ledger working group report, CFO report, review of available financial reports. And I erroneously included an executive session in there, which was to deal with the director's inspections issue, but we completed that last time, just an agreement that the treasurers would be sent written updates of any issues concerning the director's inspection. What I want to suggest is that since we're so late in being started and we just barely have quorum and we don't have our secretary here, I wanted to ask whether people would like to schedule a time, possibly this time next week, or have brief informal discussion, a brief update from Lonnie, and then do that. What would people like to do?
Hey, this is LaVarne. Yeah, I think that I'd like to reschedule for next week because actually I'm out of town. I'm in Houston.
Okay.
So if we get a brief, like, in terms of you said, a brief report from Lonnie, what do you want him to cover?
Whatever he felt was pressing, if anything.
So how many minutes were you?
Well, I don't need to do it. I'd rather do it when people have had a chance to go through the report that I sent out. I think it was yesterday or the day before. I forget.
That would be my preference, too. Teresa, you mentioned that you had some questions about issues.
One that comes to mind.
So what is your feeling about the scheduling? Is it urgent? Would you like to address it right now? What we could do is just schedule the next meeting and then have 10 minutes of informal discussion. So Lonnie could entertain whatever questions you have, and then we could break for till next week.
Sounds fine with me.
Okay. So
I mean, I think we should take advantage of every opportunity that we have to get together. Even if it's, I mean, it's not like we're having it's not like we're privileged or anything to be making decisions, but.
I can't do that, Teresa. I've got reports for October and November. I want to use the extra time tonight, so I'm not, having to do it on Christmas Eve. And
whatever the group wants to do.
I would like to propose that we have 10 minutes of informal discussion, take 5 minutes to schedule the next meeting, 10 minutes of informal discussion. so that anybody can ask questions of Lonnie about whatever we're going to cover at the next meeting.
Can we do it to a time certain, Mr. Chair?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking 10 till 5 p.m. 10 till 5 p.m. Our time.
That'd be a little bit more than 10 minutes.
You have five minutes to schedule the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
10 minutes of discussion.
All right. I'm happy to do that, but to a time certain, would that be agreeable to everyone?
Okay. Then we will schedule the next meeting. 5 minutes and 5 minutes, and then we will have informal discussion or questions of the CFO. Questions to the CFO. CFO, 10 minutes. Okay.
Oh, my report, I found
that. Yeah. Okay. Are there any objections to moving that agenda?
Hi, this is Casey.
Hey, Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Sorry.
Hi.
I apologize.
How do we mute on this phone?
Star
6.
Star 6, yeah.
Star 6, okay.
Casey, we agreed that since we're starting so late and since up until now we didn't have you as secretary and Lonnie's got issues to complete for the audit and whatnot, that we would just schedule the next meeting and meet next time.
I'm really sorry, folks.
That's okay. We were just approving an agenda that called for us to schedule that meeting and then pose whatever questions briefly to the CFO that we had for 10 minutes and then adjourn to the next meeting.
Okay.
So is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, we will go on that basis. So in terms of the next meeting, what do people think of next week at the same time?
Next week's going to be tough for me because I have some guests in town still kind of be in the holiday mode.
Okay. Can anybody recommend a time that would be good? Would January 2nd be okay with people?
Somehow seems like January 2nd is, there's several things scheduled on that. Let me look.
There's a coordinating committee scheduled there.
Right.
And so I would suggest the 4th or the 5th.
I'd like to.
4th is an LSB meeting for KPFT.
5th?
The 5th. The 5th, we have meetings. I have happen to have meetings with a committee here in Houston, the Management Selection Review Committee. But don't let me stop you.
What were you going to say, Patty?
Well, you know, I think we should try to meet a little, you know. I mean, I don't know if I would like to, like, try to meet next week if possible. I mean, maybe, you know, we just keep it short or something, but I don't, if we wait until, you know, the 4th and now we're up to the 9th or the 10th or whatever, pretty soon we're, you know, we didn't get our reports and we can't do anything if we have to do something.
Baruti, is there any time next week that you could make it better? I go on my honeymoon in early January as well, so it would be very much better for me if we could meet sometime next week. Would there be any time that you could shake free?
Maybe the 28th, but don't let me hold anybody up, but maybe the 28th.
Saturday the 28th.
Wednesday.
Oh, sorry, I was already on January. Wednesday the 28th. Would that be all right with people?
Well, the problem I have is that normally I have my financial reports. They won't be ready till the 5th of the following month, so I won't be ready next week.
We don't need to do, well, it's up to people. What would people like?
And that wouldn't be 7-day notice, would it, if we did this?
What we can do is adopt a different agenda for this meeting and adjourn to, recess this meeting.
Oh, a continuing.
Hold a continued meeting. Mm-hmm. But it would be nicer if we had more notice.
We still haven't gone over what are we missing our Octobers or something, aren't we?
Yeah, so.
I mean, we got plenty to look at if we had it, right? Besides what comes out on the 5th?
Yeah, that's why I'm suggesting meeting around that time. That's when it'll be ready. I'm not sure it'll be ready next week. I'm not going to have my people. They're not going to work over the holidays, folks.
When is the last
time we had a report, actually, about our monthly stuff.
Well, like I said, you normally don't get September, October, and November depend upon finishing the audit for September. And so what we did last year, what we do again this year, is publish October and November around January 5th, which is what our normal publishing time. That's when we'll catch up. That's why next week I thought we were going to discuss the report I already did, the year-end
right.
report.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we're not looking at our October, November next week. That's just not going to be practical.
Yeah. No, definitely not. I thought we were doing September off.
Yeah, that I'm prepared to do.
And I think we should do that before we get new reports then, because then it just basically gets, we just get further and further behind. So can we have a proposal for next week?
Yeah, the 29th at 4 p.m.
29th at 4 p.m. Well, that was what Baruti said was hard for him. It would be best if you could manage it.
Yeah, the 28th?
No, Thursday, the 29th.
Oh, 29th, the 29th. Oh, so we can do the official. Okay, all right, I'll try.
Okay.
Okay, the 29th, what time? Because I have a meeting that day at 7 Central.
We'll be doing it at 5 Central.
We do it at 4?
Yeah, let's do it at 4 Central, so 3 p.m. our time.
Yeah.
3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m.
Eastern time?
6 p.m.
Yeah.
Eastern.
Yeah, it'll be PST, 3 p.m.
So that's 5 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Central, you mean Houston? Yes.
Yes, 5 p.m. No, that's 4 p.m. Oh, yeah, it's 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
That's right.
Okay.
So it's Pacific time, 3 p.m.
All right, thank you very much. Good idea.
Okay, so Finance Committee, hang on, I'm putting that up. And it's, okay. And I'll add that. Okay, so it's now up on the key. So is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, we've scheduled the next meeting for the 29th at 6 p.m. Eastern, and that's now posted to the Pacific calendar. Okay, questions for the CFO, 10 minutes. Teresa, did you want to start?
Well, I guess what I want to know, and I don't know whether I can ask it in a public meeting, but I'd like to know whether we have a technical person on staff.
Well, that's a personnel matter that Ambrose is looking into. That wouldn't be in my area of responsibility.
Well, let me just say this. You know, if we have various programs that need these services and we're not sure, then it makes it real challenging to contact a person and say, can you do this? And it also, I think, makes it real difficult to figure out whether we can do some technical things. To have a radio a foundation where we need technical services and not be sure that we have a tech person is a real challenge. I say this because, it's come up in various ways in dealing with the budget. I mean, have we budgeted for a tech person on the national level? Do we need this for national programming? You know, when we do the Alito things, for example. Like when we were in Houston.
Teresa, just answer your question quickly. Mm-hmm. There is a halftime tech position in the national budget that was approved.
Tech position.
Am I correct about that?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Is it filled?
Well, like I said, I don't want to comment on that issue right now.
Okay.
If one of the persons involved is on the call. So I think that's a question for Ambrose, not really for me.
Okay. Well, it's in this budget for a halftime tech person.
Yeah, it is. It is. That is in there. That's true.
But we can't say whether that position is filled right now.
No, they're negotiating it right now.
Okay.
So,
all right. Fine.
So I'm not at liberty to say right now.
Well, that's fine. I was just confused.
Any other comments, questions, discussion?
Wow.
Okay. Well, then hearing.
Well,
none,
I have a quick question.
Go ahead,
Brady. The audit, Lonnie, what's your estimated date of completion now?
Well, you know, what I did is I rushed out from the lead papers, that is, we're sitting there with the auditors looking around over their shoulders. I rushed out to you what I had.
Mm-hmm.
It will not change drastically, but his delivery date, because there's a lot of other stuff that has to be done, mm-hmm. to come with the draft January board, you have it ready there, and the final draft by February 15th. So the draft we work from is, doesn't really change a whole lot unless some disaster occurs, but...
Okay. Does it go? The process is that it goes to the audit committee first for their approval before.
Yeah, it'll go to the audit committee, and that's what we'll be doing before the 15th, and they'll get a draft, and then and it'll come before the board. He's taking it on January 10th. January 15th, that's the date certain that he'll have it.
Lonnie, I had one question. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you done?
I'm finished.
You said in your report that network working capital increased from $708K in FY04 to $1.8 million in FY05. But so when I looked at like the projections, the end of year projections from the August income statement, it looked to me like you were projecting that we were going to end up 700 out of operating last year. Is something like 700. I'll look up the number exactly. Yeah, here we go. So this was in the August projection that the end of year would be 853 in the bottom line, but that included 470 of surplus prior year funds. So subtracting that, you get 382,000 of new money. And that seems close to what you said. You said total network surplus increased in the network 393K. But you said that was from FY04 to FY05. So I'm really not sure what the status of things is. The working capital increased because we had both an increase in cash in the bank and a decrease in receivables on the end of year balance sheet relative to the prior year. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's where the bulk of it came from. So it's a balance sheet. Working capital is a balance sheet piece of information.
Right.
And not an income sheet piece.
Right. And so, but it was a combination of money that came in through the income statement and a decrease in
liabilities.
Liabilities.
Correct.
Okay,
that,
so
that
the total amount of cash that came in, the total amount of basically money that was located in the bottom line at the end of the year was how much?
Do you mean in terms of the network as a whole?
Yeah, in the consolidated section of the budget. What was the bottom line?
Well, the you're talking cash or you're talking surplus?
Surplus.
Yeah, the surplus is $1,049,000.
Okay, so that's sort of, and that includes no surplus prior year funds, right?
Well, surplus prior year funds don't appear in a normal financial statement like this. These are audited statements. So there are two different concepts, as I'm fond of saying.
Oh, I see. So basically the bottom line is equivalent to, in what you're auditing, is equivalent to the excess income expenses line.
Yes, it is.
In the
it
income
doesn't
statement.
Include that created cash and capital section we work with.
Ah, I see. So there in August you had a projection of 952, so it really wasn't that far off.
Not that far off.
I understand.
Now, interestingly enough, well, I won't go into explaining it, but yeah, the audit numbers will be closer to the section above cash and capital than below cash and capital.
And does that mean that basically capital expenditures don't find their way into that either?
Well, the reason they did cash and capital early on is they wanted to see how the balance sheet items like cash and capital would impact the bottom line. So you have, you know, before you can say that expense line is before depreciation expense, which is normally not shown, and before capital expenditures, which are normally not shown, and before certain kind of balance sheet items. So whoever it was that invented the cash and capital section for Pacifica really wanted to see the impact of the balance sheet. So what you have is a running, you know, we have two statements. One is the normal income statement, which is the 1.950 that I projected, plus some impacts that might flow in from the balance sheet. So whoever invented that cash and capital was mindful of that need. They were trying to see how it might look, you know, before audit adjustments and after. So anyway, you're absolutely correct that the audit look would be closer to that 950, and that's, we came in at a million. However, I would say that our budget for the surplus was at 1.5, as you recall. And so, you know, last year we only had $700,000, $656,000, and that was one-third of where we needed to be. This year, at the end of 05, we're two-thirds of where I think we need to be. So we're making progress, and I'm happy about that.
Okay. Well, we're at time, so unless there's something else pressing, I'd entertain the motion to adjourn.
I'd like to ask a quick question, or do we need to extend the time?
Just go ahead.
On the working group on the software, sorry I haven't been able to make the meetings. I had a lot of flair and a couple of little issues. But Baruti and Ronnie, can you give us an update on that?
Sure. We held two meetings. The first meeting, we discussed some of the software that was highlighted in that article. I think I sent it to you.
Right, right, the great point.
Yeah, right, we discussed that, and a couple of them seemed a little bit interesting to Lonnie.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a little more investigating on that. And we held a second meeting with Nick Herlick, who is the person behind MEMSIS,
mm-hmm.
With the objective of trying to figure out a way as to which we're going to try to get that MEMSIS information to integrate into whatever general ledger program.
Mm-hmm.
That we have, and there are two possible options. One is to have sort of an actual import of data, you know, directly into
mm-hmm.
the general ledger, and the other one is to generate a report, which would be the basis of a journal entry or journal entries plural
mm-hmm.
that
right.
the accountant would make on a monthly, daily, or whatever basis. So we got that information, but we haven't really discussed as to which we thought would be the way to go. So. I'm going to arrange a meeting sometime in early January for another for a follow-up meeting.
Okay, great.
Dave?
Yes?
I'd like to call it to your attention. I received today something called Rights Section Apropos. It had to do with the handbook. But I didn't receive the agenda for this meeting.
Okay, I sent it out right when we finished the last meeting and posted it on the PA calendar, but I sent the agenda about an hour or so before this meeting.
Okay.
So I'll send a reminder agenda day before.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. If there's no objection, may we adjourn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll see you
Thank
next
you.
Week. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a Merry Christmas.
See you.
Bye-bye.